My name's Philip Jeffrey Green. My father is William Woodrow Green, who served in the armed forces from 1940 to 45. The South Lancs, otherwise known as the Loyals. And it's just a story about the Wiganers. When he got undressed to get washed, you know, whatever, he noticed they all had heavy bruising on their backs. 90% of them were colliery workers, and they suffered from pitfalls. He was quite shocked, you know. Before they were taking any action, you know, they were in a pretty bad way, some of them, you know. He was in the Anzio landing, and he did say we should have marched straight to Rome because there was no German opposition. They dug in and let the Germans attack them, and they got in a terrible mess. It resembled the Somme and Ypres in the First World War. It was trench warfare. They could hear the opposition speaking. They could see them from 50 yards away. And at that point, he was on guard duty, and two young Germans come and surrendered. Dad was quite terrified, come out straight up. And they were only 18-year-old conscripts, straight from university. Wasn't interested in Hitler, wasn't interested in the war, just wanted out. Well, in 44, he saw Vesuvius erupt, and the lava come down. When it come down to him, it was completely cold, you know. But it was all over, you know. All his brothers and my mother's brothers were all conscripted. My uncle Laurie was sunk twice, torpedoed twice in the Atlantic, you know. And he died in the early 70s with emphysema, and we know that he swallowed a lot of oil. He was in bad health as soon as he came out, so we struggled through his last years. I didn't know this till a couple of weeks ago. My dad went to convalescence in Grangeover Sands. I didn't know why he went. He was having bad flashbacks. This was in the late 50s, early 60s, about the war, you know. He did talk of Anzio a lot to my mum, but that was his major, certainly very serious fighting there, you know. He never kept a threat long. They got killed or whatever. You never got too pally with people because they weren't there the next day.